Chapter 17. The End of the Story. At this point, the handwriting in the manuscript changed. I was impatient to know what had happened next, and why Hank was too weak to write. I continued reading quickly. I, Clarence, must write the ending for the boss. The boss said that we should go out and look for knights who were still alive. He wanted to help them. We turned off the electric fence and went outside, taking some men with us. We found one knight alive. When the boss bent over the knight to help him, the knight pushed his sword into the boss's chest. We carried the boss quickly to the cave and looked at his wound. It wasn't very serious, and with the correct care, we were sure that the boss would recover. But a few days later, a woman came into the cave. She said that she was hungry and asked if she could work for us. We needed help, so I agreed to let the woman stay. In the middle of the night, I woke up and saw the woman waving her hands over the boss's head. Stop! I called out. What are you doing? The woman stopped.
You will all die in this place. All except him,
she said in an evil voice, pointing at the boss.
He is asleep now, and he will sleep for 1,300 years. I am the powerful Merlin.
Then Merlin laughed and ran around like a crazy man. I turned on the electric fence, and Merlin touched it. He died immediately, with the evil smile still on his face. The boss continues to sleep. If he doesn't wake up today, I will hide his body in the cave so that nobody will harm him. This manuscript will be hidden with him. I don't know what will happen to the rest of us, but we hope that we will be able to escape from this place alive. I finished reading the manuscript at dawn. This was the most unbelievable story I had ever heard. Yet it explained the strange things that Hank had said at Warwick Castle, and how he had known so much about the time of King Arthur. It also explained the bullet hole we saw in Sir Sagramore's armor. If this story were true, Hank must have just woken up from the long sleep that Merlin put him in. He had woken up 1,300 years later, still injured from the sword wound in his chest. Could this really be true? I hurried to Hank's room and knocked on the door, which was slightly open. Hank didn't answer me, but I heard his voice. I pushed open the door and went inside. He was lying on the bed, talking to himself, and I realized that he was delirious. His face was white, and he looked very ill. The front of his shirt was open, and I saw a small wound in his chest, exactly the width of a sword. I called his name. Hank turned his head towards me, but he had a faraway look in his eyes.
Oh, Alisand, you've come at last, he said. Sit by me. Don't leave me. Never leave me again. I have had such strange and terrible dreams, Alisand. I thought that the king was dead. I thought that you were in France and couldn't get home. And I thought that there was a war in England. I thought that Clarence and I and a few of our friends fought and killed thousands of knights. But worst of all, I thought that I had fallen into a long, deep sleep, and that I had woken up 1,300 years later. I thought that I would never see you again. 13 centuries between me and my home and my friends, it was terrible. Stay with me, Alisand.
He lay talking to himself for a few minutes more, and then he became silent. I thought that he had stopped breathing, and I was about to call for help. Suddenly, he sat up a little and said,
Is that a trumpet? It's the king. He's calling.
Hank never finished. His head fell back on the pillow, and he was dead.